Other social determinants, gender inequality and patriarchy. While freedom from poverty and food security can enhance health and survival of women and mothers, there are other interrelated social issues that. Page 15. Impact on the triad of poverty, food security, and maternal health. Two such determinants are the interrelated gender inequality and the tradition of patriarchy, which are prevalent in South Asia. The impact of poverty on maternal health is direct and clear, since it is women who undergo pregnancy and experience childbirth. Poverty is more prevalent in women than in men. The reasons are many, and these are closely linked to the entrenched patriarchal traditions. The male-dominated and patriarchal society leads to girls and women being deprived of educational and income-generating opportunities. In addition, patriarchal systems and traditions have laws detrimental to women, such as inheritance laws and rights of divorced women. Single women are more disadvantaged than married women, and female single-headed households are much poorer than other households. Patriarchy also has negative impact on maternal health. In patriarchal contexts, including in South Asia, women are often not empowered to decide on how many children they want, how to space their pregnancies, what family planning method to use if at all. She is empowered to use contraceptives or what maternal health service, for example, public or private, modern or traditional, to use if at all. She is allowed to be given such service. Even when she encounters a life-threatening complication, the pregnant woman can be deprived of life-saving measures, because in a patriarchal society, the value placed on the life of women is lower than that of men. Patriarchal customs can also determine if the pregnant woman is given the right amount and the right kinds of food. In some societies in South Asia, women and girls eat only after men and boys. Women bear the brunt of household chores, including fetching water and preparing food, and in most male-controlled communities, pregnant women are not freed from these chores, which can affect her health and endanger her life. There are gender differentials in service used. Generally, men are more likely to avail of health care than women. Farazolo, et al. 2010 cites studies in Bangladesh, which showed the use rate of health service in men is 1.73 times more than in women, and in South India, which showed that up to one-third of households that could access health care without going into debt, use of health service is rationed by gender, and this difference is more so among the very poor. One of the pernicious impact of patriarchy, especially rampant in South Asia, is sex selection due to son preference. There is evidence that in India, this practice transcends class barriers. The Indian government has enacted a law against sex determination of the fetus. However, it is reasonable to assume that the enforcement of such laws is extremely challenging. Moreover, the implications on the pregnant woman is no less significant. She may not be the decision maker in these procedures of sex selection. This is also happening in a society which values men more, and where a woman's status and value depends on her giving birth to a male child. In the area of food security, a role of gender and women's empowerment is comprehensively and extensively dealt with in the publication by the FAO and ADB 2013. The publication discusses a role of women in food production and preparation, and the constraints and inequities they face in these roles, and how women have relevance to the three current global crises: food price crisis, financial and economic crisis, and the ecological crisis. Page 16. Furthermore, it highlights gender differentials in three main domains, and makes appropriate recommendations for vertical line better availability, improving the productivity of women and food production, access to land, input, technology, service, markets. Vertical line better access to food through decent rural employment into settings waged employment on farms, off-farm employment, and vertical line better access to food through social protection, cash transfer, public works, asset transfer, school feeding, voluntary insurance,